Hey, greetings, everybody. It's Brother Tupos. I want to bring you some edification today. We're set up in a beautiful park on a windy day working online. Let's talk about using speaking in tongues as a prideful weapon. Using speaking in tongues as a prideful weapon. Yeah, we see this all the time in street ministry. It's more evidence of how false today's Pentecostal charismatic tongue speaking movement really is. We'll go out in the streets at events or churches or wherever. We'll witness the gospel truth. And charismatic people that claim to speak in tongues, when they can't refute what we're telling them in the Word of God about their false churchianity, their worldliness, their pagan holidays, their feminization, just their false traditions of men, what will they always do? They hold their hands up. They start waving them around. They start talking, gibber, jabbing, babbling, so-called speaking in tongues. Yeah, this happens all the time. Satan and his minions have deceived millions in this movement into so-called supernatural acts. But in most cases, I don't believe it is of God. When it's tested, we're going to talk about that. Speaking in tongues in the Bibles, in the Bible, always had purposes, right? One, it was done in the body for edification. Two, it edified the body it was done in. Three, it was always interpreted. Wasn't done in the streets. It wasn't done in controversy. It was done in unity of the faith, which we clearly don't have. Me as a street preacher of righteousness, standing outside of churchianity, I don't have unity with those in the Pentecostal movement in churchianity and their worldliness. Let's go to scripture. Acts 2, 6 through 8 and 17. Now when this noise abroad was... Let me start over. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because every man heard them speak in his own language, tongues. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying to one another, behold, are not these which speak Galileans? And how we hear every man in our own tongue wherein we were born. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men will see visions, and your old men will dream dreams. So in Acts 2, we saw tongues was actual languages that edified the body and brought the body together. Later in the book of Corinthians, we see this, 1 Corinthians 14, 27 through 28. If any man speak in an unknown tongue, let it be by two or at the most three, and that by course let one interpret. But if there be no interpreter, let him keep silent in the ecclesia, and let him speak to himself and to God. You see what it's saying there? It's in the body. It's edification for the body. There's no interpreter. Keep it silent. Scripture cannot be more clear. It's not of God when people just start doing jibber jabber and not interpretation. I think it's more people faking it. I think it's also spiritual deception. And I'm not even a person that doesn't believe tongues can't happen today. I'm not charismatic. I'm also, our body is not a secessionist. We just don't believe that it's being done in the Pentecostal movement, charismatic movement today, like God would have it exampled in the scriptures. What we don't see in the Bible is tongues being used as a prideful, spiritual, look at me, I speak in tongues like a weapon over someone. They can't refute you in the Word of God, so they start praying in tongues, waving their hands over you. No one in Scripture ever broke out in tongues during a reasoning session with the Pharisees or false teachers or any of that. No, they used Scripture. Tongues was in the body for edification, always interpreted. So we got to keep all this in context. Now, some are going to say, oh, well, it's a prayer tongue. Well, number one, is there even a prayer tongue? That's a whole nother topic. I have my doubts. Scripture does not really teach that at all. Two, blurting out prayer in a public place is also wrong. Since when do we start praying in the midst of adversity when you're contending about the Word of God? Did Paul do it? Peter do it? Did Jesus do it? No. Where did Jesus say we should pray? Matthew 6, 6. But when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, not in the middle of an event with hundreds of people watching. And when thou hast shut the door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Yeah, Jesus gives us a prescription for prayer. Also, our master told us in Matthew 7, we know a tree by its fruit. The fruit of modern-day charismatics is sinful, heretical, carnal, feminized, corrupt, made on man-made traditions, a false gospel that leaves them in and of the world, and they keep many, many, many sins against our Holy Father and His Word. So don't be deceived by people who are unbiblical and they blurt out speaking in tongues trying to be super spiritual when confronted with their false man-made churchianity. They seem to think, this is what I always get, they seem to think like tongues is the top and the best gift and they wave it around like a sword. But study the topic. Paul didn't teach any such thing. Hebrews 4 tells us the Word of God is our sword. That's what we wield. 1 Corinthians 14, 4 and 5. He that speaketh an unknown tongue edify himself, but he that prophesieth edify the body, ecclesia. Would that y'all speak, I would that y'all speak in tongues, but rather that you prophesy. For greater is he that prophesies than he that speaketh with tongues, except ye interpret, that the body, ecclesia, may be edified. You see this a pattern over and over again. Interpretation, if it's going to happen at all, it's by godly, holy saints. It's done in the context of the body. So be cautious of people you see using tongues as some super spiritual, prideful gift. In most cases, tongues are false. It's either faked. When I was 18, I was around a Pentecostal church. I saw a lot of fake tongues. They admitted they faked tongues. I saw some demonic activity too. So be very careful. And it's also spiritually prideful. God hates pride. Go read Proverbs 6:17 to wave some spiritual gift over people to try to get power over them. That is just not of the Father. It's clear that these false converts, charismatics, Pentecostal types, NAR, New Apostolic Reformation types, they're drunk on what? False signs and wonders as they seek them more than the truth of God. Satan and his kind will deceive with many false such signs in the last days. Matthew 7, 22 and 23. Many will say to me in the day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And have we not cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works? And I will profess to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Hey, how can that be? They're speaking in tongues. They're casting out devils. The Lord says, I never knew you. You work iniquity. How do you know God's people? They don't continually live in willful sin and false traditions. They're marked by His truth, His word, His ways. And then Matthew 24, 4 and 5, 11 and 23 and 24. Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and shall deceive many. 11. And many false prophets shall arise and deceive many. 23 and 24. And if any man shall say to you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall rise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that, if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Did you see there's massive deception that's going to go on, saints? Don't be deceived by false tongues talkers. If someone lives in false traditions and worldliness and feminization and carnality and false Sunday churchianity, and they jabber in some tongue language, test all things, 1 Thess 5, hold fast to sound doctrine. The Father will show you who is of Him and who is not. We know a tree by its fruit. Hey, hope that edified you all. Love you much. Hold fast to the truth. Don'tperish.com. Check out the gospel. Check out the Ecclesia gathering place, adding audios and gatherings and edification all the time to bless those that listen in. Love y'all. May God be praised.